Medicare. You know, for so many of us, that one word is less a benefit and more just a source of this profound administrative
Oh,
anxiety.
absolutely.
It's often described as confusing, a bureaucratic nightmare, and you feel like you have to make these rushed, life-altering decisions right as you're turning 65.
And that feeling of being rushed, that's exactly what leads people to make expensive mistakes. I mean, when you're navigating Medicare, whether it's for the first time or maybe a disability qualification or you're a caregiver, the process should be simple. Our whole goal is to replace that dread with clarity.
And that's our mission for this deep dive. We're going to cut through all the jargon to focus on three things: the fundamental building blocks, the critical choice between your two main paths, and why timing is just absolutely paramount. We're here for the person who wants a simple, honest explanation, one
Exactly.
that empowers you to feel confident, not confused.
Because your health coverage, it isn't a one-size-fits-all spreadsheet. It really has to reflect your unique health history, your financial situation, and, your lifestyle. True confidence comes from taking the time to understand the fundamentals first and making sure the guidance you get is clear, honest, and most importantly, with absolutely no pressure.
Okay, so let's unpack this. Let's start with the foundation. We have to begin with what's called Original Medicare.
That's right. Original Medicare is the cornerstone. It's made up of parts A and B,
A and B.
and they cover two fundamentally different areas of your care. Part A is what the government calls your hospital insurance.
Okay, so hospital insurance.
Yeah, this is the coverage for the big expensive events. Inpatient hospital stays, care in a skilled nursing facility, hospice, and some types of home health care.
So part A is really protection against those catastrophic facility costs, the room, the board, the services you get in the hospital.
Precisely. And then you have Part B. That's your medical insurance. Think of Part B as covering pretty much everything else, the day-to-day stuff. This includes all those critical things like doctor's services, outpatient care, medical equipment like wheelchairs, and really importantly, all your preventative services.
So those two are the non-negotiable foundations.
Yeah.
Now, if you stick with just Original Medicare, just A and B, the sources we looked at made it very clear that this is where the danger is financially. So how does that cost structure work? What is this infamous gap?
The gap is the critical insight. It's where most people get tripped up. Original Medicare is a pay-as-you-go system. So after you meet a deductible at the start of the year, Original Medicare covers 80% of the cost for approved services.
Which means you, the listener, are responsible for the remaining 20%.
Exactly. That 20% is called coinsurance.
Yeah.
And while 20% might sound manageable, Original Medicare, unlike most insurance you've had from an employer, has no annual limit on that 20% out-of-pocket spending.
Wait, I have to stop you there. That is a terrifying distinction.
It is.
In the sources, a simple two-night hospital stay, if it involves some complex testing, could easily hit $50,000. 20% of that is 10 grand. And if you have multiple major events in one year,
Yeah.
that liability is just uncapped.
That is the crucial, overwhelming risk of only having Parts A and B. Original Medicare pays for much, but it does not pay for all of the cost. The financial goal for every single person enrolling is to solve for that uncapped 20% gap.
And of course, you also need prescription drug coverage.
Yes, which is Part D. That's vital. It's the separate piece that helps cover the cost of your prescription drugs, including shots or vaccines.
So the foundation is A and B, which has this massive cost gap, and then D for drugs. And that brings us straight to the crossroads.
It's the essential choice you have to make. Once you have Original Medicare, A and B, you face two mutually exclusive paths to fill that 20% gap and get your drug coverage.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting. Let's look at path one, which we're calling the gap filler. This is Medicare Supplement Insurance, or Medigap.
Right. Medigap is kind of the purest choice for filling that 20% hole. These are policies sold by private companies, and they are designed specifically to pay your share of costs that Original Medicare doesn't cover. Co-payments, co-insurance, deductibles.
So they literally fill the gap.
That's why they call it that. And the customization is excellent. They offer standardized plans. You probably heard of Plan G or Plan N. So you can match the coverage exactly to your needs and budget.
You know, the sources also highlighted a huge benefit of Medigap that people often miss.
Which is.
If you have Medigap, your coverage works anywhere in the country that accepts Original Medicare. There are basically no network restrictions. That's massive for people who travel.
Oh, absolutely. Freedom of access is the key selling point.
Yeah.
See the specialist you want anywhere in the U.S., no referrals needed. But this level of freedom does come at a cost.
A higher premium.
Generally, yes.
Yeah.
You're paying a higher monthly premium for the Medigap policy itself. And here's a key difference for drug coverage. With the Medigap path, you have to buy a standalone Part D plan separately.
Okay, so that's another premium, another layer of complexity.
It is.
So path one is basically high premium, low risk, maximum doctor freedom, and two separate insurance policies on top of original Medicare.
Exactly. Now let's jump over to path two, Medicare Advantage, also known as Part C, the bundle.
I think of this as the all-in-one approach. It sounds really appealing because it's usually sold as being low or even zero premium.
And that low or zero premium, that's the initial draw. Medicare Advantage plans are offered by private companies approved by Medicare, and they actually replace original Medicare.
They replace it.
Yes. They bundle everything together. They must include Part A and Part B coverage, and they usually include Part D for your drugs. They're basically managing your entire Medicare benefit package for you.
And the big selling point, aside from the lower premium, is getting extra benefits that original Medicare just doesn't cover, things like vision, hearing, dental services.
That's where the trade-off begins. Unlike Medigap, which just fills the government's gap, Advantage plans replace the government coverage, and they use different methods to manage costs.
Which means networks.
Which means you will likely have networks, often HMOs or PPOs, which restrict which doctors and hospitals you can use. You often need referrals for specialists.
I've heard people complain that Advantage plans are just rigid HMOs. Is that a fair assessment, or is there more flexibility?
Well, network restriction is the key trade-off for that low premium. PPOs do offer more flexibility than HMOs. They let you see out-of-network providers for a higher cost. But the rules of the plan apply, not the rules of original Medicare.
Right.
If you prioritize that network freedom and national access, Path 1, Medigap, is probably a better fit. If you prioritize lower monthly premiums and extra benefits, and you're comfortable staying within a local network, Path 2 can work really well.
So if Advantage plans still have co-payments and co-insurance, how do they solve that uncapped 20% problem we talked about?
That is a critical difference. Advantage plans are legally required to include a maximum out-of-pocket limit, or a MOPP.
MOPP.
Yes. And this acts as your financial safety net. Once you hit that annual limit, which varies, it could be $4,000, maybe $7,000, the plan covers 100% of your remaining Medicare-covered costs for the rest of the year.
Ah, okay. Whereas Medigap doesn't really have a MOPP.
Right, because Medigap's goal is to prevent you from ever having those significant out-of-pocket costs in the first place.
That makes the choice incredibly clear, doesn't it? Path 1, Medigap, is paying more upfront to basically eliminate future risk and maximize freedom. Path 2, Advantage, is paying less upfront but accepting potential future risk up to that MOPP limit and network restrictions.
And this is the most important rule.
Yeah.
You cannot have both. It is a fundamental choice. The decision hinges entirely on your unique health story, how you travel, your doctors, and your budget.
And that leads us directly to our third and most urgent point, timing. The sources were so insistent, don't wait, don't take risks with your health and finances. Why is acting quickly when you first become eligible so crucial?
Because the government imposes permanent financial penalties if you miss certain enrollment windows.
Permanent.
Permanent. They last for the rest of your life. This guidance is absolutely non-negotiable for anyone turning 65 or for adults who become eligible because of disability.
Let's detail the most critical window then. The initial enrollment period, the IEP. When does that start and end for someone turning 65?
The IEP is a 7-month period. It's centered right around your 65th birthday. It includes the 3 months before the month you turn 65, your birthday month, and the 3 months after your birthday month.
So 7 months total.
Yes. And you have to act during that window to avoid the lifelong Part B penalty, unless you have other credible coverage, like from an employer.
And what happens if you miss that 7-month window for Part B?
If you miss it, you're subject to the permanent Part B late enrollment penalty. It increases your monthly Part B premium by 10% for every single 12-month period you were eligible but didn't sign up.
And that penalty
stays with you for life. If you waited 2 years, your premium is permanently 20% higher, and it gets adjusted up every year.
That, to me, was the most terrifying fact in this whole thing. The idea that a penalty for missing a deadline lasts forever. It just shows why personalized, unrushed guidance is so necessary.
It truly is. And the same thing applies to Part D for your prescription drugs. If you go 63 days or more without credible drug coverage after your IEP, you face a permanent Part D late enrollment penalty.
Wow. So missing the deadline isn't just a gap in coverage. It's a permanent compounding tax on your future. What about people who are already enrolled in Medicare, specifically those who chose an Advantage plan?
For them, there is a specific annual window for adjustments. It's called the Medicare Advantage Open Enrollment Period, and it runs from January 1st through March 31st.
Okay, Jan 1 to March 31. Why is that window so important for Advantage users?
Because, as we said, Advantage plans have yearly contracts with Medicare. That means the benefits, the doctor networks, the drug lists, they can all change every single year.
Mm-hmm.
So that window, January through March, allows you, if you're unhappy with the changes for the new year, to switch to a different Advantage plan or drop Advantage completely and go back to original Medicare.
So it's a vital check-in, making sure you aren't stuck in a plan that, say, dropped your favorite doctor.
Exactly. And a really practical tip during any comparison, especially then, is to use the tools available to check if your doctors participate in the plans you're considering. You want that continuity of care.
The complexity of all the parts, this huge choice between two different structures, and the crucial, financially punitive timing, it all just screams for help.
It does.
Finding personalized patient support is really the fastest way to get peace of mind, isn't it?
You need someone who will sit down with you, look at your specific prescriptions, your travel habits, your doctor list, and just explain the trade-offs in plain English. You should never feel pushed into some cookie-cutter solution.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener? We establish the foundation. Original Medicare, A and B, covers your medical and hospital costs, but it leaves that critical, uncapped 20% gap.
Right. And to solve for that, you add Part D for drugs, and then you make that primary choice.
The choice between the gap filler, Medigap, which has a higher premium but offers that unparalleled freedom and security.
Or the bundle, Medicare Advantage, which offers low or zero premiums, but usually requires you to stay in a network and has that maximum out-of-pocket safety net.
And the decision requires a real look at your health, your budget, and how you prefer to get your care. Our mission is just to make Medicare simple, understandable, and stress-free.
We strive to provide personalized guidance, transparent education, and year-round support that is rooted in care, patience, and trust. If you're feeling overwhelmed, or if you're nearing that critical turning 65 window,
or you need help navigating that January to March switching period,
you really need to talk to someone who specializes in your unique story.
We strongly encourage you to take that next step. Contact Mark's Method for licensed guidance that is personalized and is never rushed. And when you call, ask for Dina Marks. She is so dedicated to making sure seniors and their families really understand their options before they commit.
That number for personalized, unrushed support for Mark's Method is 909-373-7147. Again, that's 909-373-7147. You can also find more information or schedule a time to talk at their website, www.marksmethod.com.
Please don't gamble with those permanent penalties or that uncapped 20% gap. Let Deanna and the team at Mark's Method walk you through it step by step.
And to leave you with a final thought on this idea of customization, if your coverage really reflects your unique story and lifestyle, from your doctors to your travel plans, how much time is it worth to make sure the coverage you choose truly meets your specific needs, not just for today, but for all the years to come? That is the value of personalized, unrushed service.